Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, David, give me a few of the ticket techs. Free press with a Pistons offseason primer, free agent and trade targets. I'm not trying to be a bleep hole. I just, that entire list just angers me. But go ahead. Let me hear what the ticket techs have to say. We'll get some calls.
I thought the same thing when I read this list earlier today. This list is awful. I would not be excited with this type of offseason.
Hey, can you imagine showing your fan base after this great turnaround and on the cusp of winning a playoff series? We'd like to introduce Brooke Lopez. I mean, that's just, it doesn't add up to me. Oh, hey, Ty Jerome was a scrub and an off-injured player, but hey, he had a nice year in Cleveland. So here's a BOGO deal, $480. What? The idea is whatever they do this summer has to be a move forward. And look, I've said this. I don't believe long-term you're wasting about $25 million a year between Beef Stew and Fontecchio. And I like Beef Stew. I don't like his contract. Fontecchio wasn't even in your rotation at $9 million a year. And look, Tobias Harris is fine enough. But the step forward resides in that $50 million of player that doesn't equate to anything. Hey, when you tell me he's a great backup center, you're right. But until my starting five is complete, I don't care about that. And I don't care about the same video clip of him charging LeBron like a bull. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah, ironically enough, I put it in a little trade machine. It works, but yeah, he was one of the names that go in there for Towns. I was just trying to see what they would take, but I doubt the Knicks wouldn't take this.
I would do it out of spite at this point.
It would be Tobias Harris, Beef Stew, and Ron Holland.
See, and again, that is one where you got to bite down really hard to trade Ron Holland. You got to be sure that if I'm going to deal that type of asset, does the player I'm getting in return, am I going to be elevated to championship contention? Look, the problem you're going to run into, I can't control what's going on in the Western Conference. Does Oklahoma City look like they're set up to be the closest thing to a dynasty we'll see? Yes. Now, the CBA doesn't let you keep teams together, but OKC, it's different because they have 800 first-round picks. They've even got a guy like Nikola Topic who's sitting in a Yeti cooler in Croatia right now. I haven't even brought him over yet.
See, I don't think that OKC is because I think that what you're going to see is Dallas getting healthy.
Oh, but wait, I thought their franchise was dead when they traded Luka. Are all those idiots still moaning in the streets?
No, they're not. And people can say he got lucky. You upgraded Luka for Cooper Flagg because I think Cooper Flagg is going to come in here and I think he's going to be a star in this league. And then you still have San Antonio who, could, if they do the right moves, man, they're going to be really good as well. So I don't
think that's why I said I can't control the West. Your job is to win the East, and whoever you got to deal with, you deal with.
You're right. I don't think the Knicks will do a trade with Detroit. Damn. It was just worth the shot.
This list is an absolute joke and doesn't excite me at all. Someone else says, we have to find a way to get Derrick White from the Celtics. That's who I want, not anyone on this list.
Okay, I want to help you with this. And I appreciate your text, and I appreciate your perspective. You will have to talk to your fellow fan who is clueless. Because you bring up Derrick White. Evan read me, Bleacher Report had a Derrick White trade. Every comment on it was mocking Derrick White. This is a joke. Jaden Ivey's better than him. You can fit the basketball intellect of this town in a thimble. Derrick White's a championship player. He's one of the handful of best two-way guards in the league. He would be phenomenal here. But hey, go ahead. Roll it with Jaden Ivey. Do whatever you want. I'm just making a point. If you like Jaden Ivey, like Jaden Ivey. But you don't have to mock Derrick White. Derrick White's one of the top 40 players in the league. Top 40. Maybe top 35. My point is, he's a hell of a good basketball player. And here's the other thing the average goofball doesn't factor in. Contract. Look up Derrick White's contract. Tell me if he's overpaid. He's on a sweetheart of a deal. And it has term.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go ahead, David.
No, it was more rhetorical than anything else.
Okay.
I'm making a point to you. I love the ticket texter's idea. I'd absolutely pick up the phone, but we have to see if I still believe the Celtics are going to deal Drew Holiday, Porzingis, and Hauser. The Hauser one is the most interesting based on elite three-point shooter, underrated defensive player, and again, a guy who's done it in the playoffs. So I'm okay with Sam Hauser, and he's dirt cheap. I think he's $8 million.
Yeah, Derrick White's 4-year, $118 million.
That's, Rico, underpaid.
Yeah. Average of about a little under $30 million a year.
Honestly.
Yeah, so it's similar to the Trey Murphy contract, but he's a better, much better player than Trey Murphy.
You know, again, led all guards in blocks, steals, great passer, great shooter, clutch player, which, again, we like guys with clutch. Cade kind of lacks it right now. This is a guy who could take the last shot of a game, be all right. Now, the next thing that's happening, because I can already sense the people thumbing these takes into their phones. Oh, he's got Tatum on his team. Okay, great. Super. Who was the NBA Finals MVP last year? Hint, it wasn't Jason Tatum. Who was Eastern Conference Finals MVP last year? Hint, it wasn't Jason Tatum. It was Jaylen Brown. Derrick White played a huge role in two Celtics runs to the final, including one victory. He was huge in 2022, and he was massive last year in the playoffs. That's a winning player.
He is.
I'd absolutely love it. I just don't know if Celtics are going to do it. And you got to be willing to pay. You have to give up things. And the Celtics are not going to take back a lot of money. So you're not shipping Tobias there. It's not that easy flip. You'd have to be dealing players you don't want to deal.
See, I figured you would take Tobias just because he would fall off. No, because he would fall off your books.
No, you're not getting it. The Celtics can't take money. They cannot. This second apron, I would say read the CBA. Your head would explode. Rico.
So I guess my thing is, then how do you get rid of, are you just giving away players?
Like they would,
or draft picks?
No, an example. They would package draft picks with Porzingis and somebody would give you a dead body on an expiring for, let's say, 33% of the deal, like a $12 million corpse, and you package something with KP, or you trade, like, right. Drew Holiday.
So Tobias would have been good last year with the expiring.
Well, yeah, it would have helped before you signed him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything now. Like, no, you'd have to give the Celtics like an Ausar Thompson or something.
Gotcha.
And Lord knows, everyone's already turned him into Dennis Rodman, so you can't deal with him.
Gotcha.
Let me go to the people, see what they've got to say. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Absolutely disgusted by the list. You absolutely speak for me. I'd rather just run it back at that point. But about Karl Anthony Towns, first of all, are you surprised the Knicks moved on from Thibs or no?
No, because everything I was hearing, and I said it during the playoffs, he was going to get fired. He had kind of ridden those players into the ground. This whole idea that he didn't play his bench, it's a lot of minutes for all, or as Kenny would say, a lot of minutes. It's a lot. It never felt like the right coach for that team that is an offensive-minded team.
Now, so, he wore that team down, and you saw it against Indiana. They had nothing in the fourth
quarter. I'm not surprised.
Right.
No, Joe.
So we talk a lot about the East opening up and how Indiana I still think is really good, but the Cavs are fake, Boston's tearing it down. Could you see a scenario where New York tears it down, or do you think they just try to retool and that gives us an opportunity to slide in if we make a move?
I think they're a wild card because anytime the Knicks get a moment of prosperity, they usually swallow a hand grenade. So I wouldn't be shocked if they blew this thing up a little bit. The Thibodeau thing is not the reason why. But I think it's this immediately. I mean, Joe, the blood wasn't even dry on the season, and you saw Karl Anthony Towns slander pieces. Like they were preloaded in the journalistic canon. So, yes, right. I think they could blow it up. Look, Joe, the opportunity for the Pistons is there. It depends if they're ready to go. If Trajan doesn't.
We get a star with Cade, we're winning the East next year. I'm calling it.
I mean, it depends on the player, but I'm not laughing at you.
No.
Because I think, look, this is something I've talked about. It's going to be the seventh year in a row with a new champion, right? I think it'll be an eighth. Like, the only team that has a hope of going on a back-to-back at any point in the next 5 years is probably OKC or San Antonio. Other than that, go to the Eastern Conference. Would it surprise you if each of the next 4 years it was a new team going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
No. As much as I like Indiana, I can't see them running it back if they want it. So I'm with you. Yeah, and that's why it's imperative. You can't really deal anybody off this list. If that's the case, I'd rather you bring everybody back, but you got to do better.
Can't believe Rico and the Free Press presented a list so disgusting that I agree with run it back strategy.
Oh, wow. No. The second I saw the list, that was no. Just run the whole thing back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.